Blog Talk Radio.
Lafayette, greetings and hotel. Welcome to Oracle's Read by Omiinka 7 and 5. I'd like to welcome you this evening to our all-new feature show that is featuring the One Woman Show. As you know, we have been covering One Woman shows throughout the weekend on Sunday evening at 7. Periodically, we do feature at 3 o'clock or 3:30. This evening, we'll be featuring at 3:30. And we have the lovely Brenda Morris Williams with us today, here to talk about her journey back into the industry. Sometimes we have to take a break and leave for various different reasons, but Brenda's been journeying back to this profession for a while now, and I'd like to greet her with the right hand of fellowship. She is my sister in the Most High, where we fellowship together. We are both entertainers, and I wanted her to do her one-woman show here today with us. So I brought her on. She is from Chicago, from the South Side. So let's say South Side and raise our hand up to acknowledge her. She is an entertainer, and she is an excellent vocalist in the area of jazz and blues and folk as well as pop. So let's greet her today by talking with her about her re-entering into the profession. The industry is wide open, waiting for her to come back. Now she's coming back with a new featured album, Jess Brenda. Jess Brenda Morris Williams. So let's talk to her about how she came back after triumphing over a stroke that she had, and now she's back in the industry. We want to talk to her about how does a one woman come back into the industry who's actually produced her CD and written her CD. So we're going to invite her back in. So I have Brenda on the line. Brenda, are you out there with us? Can you hear me, Brenda? Let me see if we can get Brenda to say something here. Hold tight, people. She's out on the line. I want to get Brenda back out on the line.
I can
okay,
hear
Brenda,
you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hear you, but can you hear me?
Yes, we can. So we would like for you
good.
To introduce yourself. Okay. Hello.
Okay. Hi, how are you? My name is Brenda Fry, but at that time I was Brenda Morris Williams, and I'm so happy that you invited me to come onto your show. Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Brenda. Can you tell us how you got started in the industry and what made you have a one-woman show?
Well, I got started in the industry years ago. I was singing at church, and someone heard me. And they decided they wanted me to get with their band, and I did. From there, I just started doing local things in and out of Chicago, Wisconsin, different little surrounding areas. In the meantime, I met a music producer, Mr. Joseph Dunmore, who invited me to come to his studio and do some recording. Consequently, I did those recordings and made the CD. And that's the CD that is now currently being promoted. Hopefully and prayerfully, it will go further than it has in the last few years.
Now, what is the name of it, Brenda? Can you give us the name of it and where we can find it and locate it?
Yes, the name of the CD is Just Brenda, and it's on Dunmore Music Radio, Record Label, which is a local record company out in Moni, Illinois. It can be purchased online through iTunes. You can hear it on SoundClick, on Last FM. Just Google my name, Brenda Morris Williams, and different sites will come up, and you'll be able to hear and purchase the CD.
Now, Brenda, a little bit about your background. I understand you're from South Side of Chicago. Inspired
yes.
you throughout your childhood to write and to be a composer. And what are some of the songs about?
Well, I've been writing really since I was a little girl, but I started writing intensively and seriously at age 16. I've always loved to write. I used to write short stories and write all kinds of poetry, and I even wrote and performed a one-woman play years ago at the church I was attending at the time. I've always been inspired by love. Love is what I'm all about. As a matter of fact, I've been named the butterfly of love. I emerged from my cocoon, and as I emerged as a butterfly full of love. And that's what I advocate on my CD. When you listen to the songs, all of them are talking about love. And when I talk about love, I don't mean just love between a man and a woman, but I mean universal love, love for everyone and everything. Because our creator is love.
Now, universal butterfly of love, I know that's true about you because we've conversed about that and we've talked about mm-hmm. how love can overpower anything in the area of hate or any force to stop it. I truly concur
with
that. Now, tell me a little bit about your journey, your venture back into music. What has happened over the time and what physical challenges have you had to take you out of the profession and out of your purpose?
Well, of course, as you mentioned earlier, I did go through a couple of strokes, and praise the Father above, I did not have any after effects too much. I just can't wear my heels and be all cute anymore. But hallelujah, I'm able to walk, I'm able to talk, I'm able to sing. He has shown me favor in that. So that was the biggest challenge. One of the other challenges is that it is so hard, and as many of you out there, and I'm sure you, Sherelle, know, it is very hard, especially as a female, to get out and be able to share your talent with other people. It's a very, very competitive field. It's very difficult. I don't care how well you sing or how popular you are. You have to really kind of know someone or be in a particular group or a place where you can dominate or at least share the domination of that particular area. Jazz itself is not really as competitive as R&B. However, we do have our challenges in that genre as well. I really, really want to get back out there. This is my life. I love to sing. I'd rather sing than eat. And, you know, that's pretty deep, but I sincerely mean that. I love to sing. Singing is a ministry for me. And when I sing, I not only help or invoke the love of others, but I also heal myself. So it's just a passion I've had ever since, I believe, in my mother's womb.
Well, you know, I can remember when we were serving dinner at my party, you did sing mm-hmm. before you ate, and that is a true statement that you'd rather sing than eat. So let's talk a little bit about the type of women you run into for backup, the people you have to work with, the industry. What is that all about? I mean, selecting the people that participate with you in the band, how hard and difficult is it to form a camaraderie with these people? And are they true friends? And can you find loyalty on the stage?
Well, the ones that I've worked with, I have found loyalty. There is no competitiveness. Most of the ladies that and the guys, too, that I've worked with are my friends or really close associates, so we don't have that kind of conflict. We get along very well. We work together very well, and we pray together. So we're always hoping the best for one another. So I have not experienced that with my own journey in terms of shows I've given or any type of performances I've been involved with. See, I'm the type of person, I don't have to be out front. I'll do background. I've done background for many of them. They've done background for me. As a matter of fact, just last night I had a performance for a birthday celebration, and a couple of artists that I worked with were there. We all did lead vocals, and we all did backup for one another. So it just depends on who the people are. If you have personal people in your life that you love and that know you, it's not quite as hard. But when you're talking about getting out there when people don't really know you, you know, the competition is stiff and vicious.
I know that. Now, who are some of your most inspiring artists that have inspired you or influenced you in your various different niche? And would you say that you are an R&B person, jazz person, folklore? What is your genre, your niche area?
Well, first let me talk about what my genre, my niche is, and then I'll tell you who is my all-time favorite among so many others. I am a proclaimed jazz artist. I do R&B. I enjoy R&B. I enjoy classical. I enjoy pop. I have done some opera, you know, on a personal level. I have, like, at different personal shows or gatherings, I've done certain operatic songs. But my personal best and my favorite is jazz. I have Actually, I love all music, but jazz is my favorite. And that other question that you asked me, what was that other question? I'm sorry, I was looking at something and it slipped my mind. My favorite artist. Yeah, my favorite of all time is Sarah Vaughan. I know she's deceased, but to me, no one has come since her, well, besides her and since her. She is my all-time favorite. I do love other people as well, but Sarah Vaughan is my ultimate favorite.
Well, I also know, Brenda, that you are a student in the spirituality of study, and you're very, very diligently committed to studying. Does any of your work in Bible study have anything to do with your writings and what you write about? Are you talking to a platform of people under a conscious concept? Are you trying to speak and use that platform to probably gather unto yourself those people that might have an ear to listen? And if you do, what is the message that you're sending?
Well,
I know music
as
is
always,
what message?
As always and forever until my last breath, my message is always about love. And when I talk about love, I mean universal love, love between a man, a woman, a mother, a child, a sister, a brother, love, just period. For the scriptures tell us that our Creator is love. And if we do not love, He does not know us, neither do we know Him. So that is the message of all time. I don't have a specific group that I am targeting. I want to reach all people who would listen, all people who would receive that message. My spirituality is actually, well, I can't categorize it. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a any particular denomination. First of all, D, the prefix D means away and set apart from. So I don't want to be apart from and away from any particular group or person. I want to proclaim, again, love throughout the nation to all people. My spirituality is about loving. It's about caring. It's about giving. It's about giving myself to my Creator, all that He commands. I don't veer to the left or to the right. I go straight. If He says do it, I do it. If He says don't do it, I don't do it. His commands are true, and they are the ones that I abide by, not man, not religion, not groups, not people. His commands only.
Thank you. Well, I would like for the listening audience to call in at 646-478-0270. We have Mrs. Brenda Morris Williams on the line. And Brenda, you did agree to sing for us and give us a little rendition of some of your CD. So I'm going to ask you to go ahead and get in formation and go ahead and start performing for us and give us a little sample of your music that you've written.
Okay. Since I don't have the ability to do a track over the phone and let it be heard, what I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, is I will play the song and sing a little bit with it. The name of the song is Run to Your Love. It was written as a wedding song, but I would like to just do that one for you if it's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Turn it up a little bit. Can you hear it? Through your eyes, I can see into your eyes. So let's take it to the heart of our souls. Tell me what it will take for our love. When my heart lets me know when to hold, I was born to love for your love. He did me.
Tell me, oh, me in the night when the sun is in moonlight, holding your heart. I was born to your love, heart and soul for your love. Keep it, make room for me in your heart. Today I live for your love. Can I see that you say for our love? But the love and the joy in my soul are now hope ever for you in my mind. And the passion of the night. Are you for me in your heart? I run to your love. I run to your love.
That was a beautiful rendition. Now, tell me a little bit about who were you speaking to in that song and the lyrics. Were you speaking to any particular person? Were you speaking to a community of people? And what inspired you to write that particular song?
Well, what inspired me to write this was that we were, as a group, as the Dunmore Music Group, we were trying to do a song that people can use for a wedding. You know, there's so much music out here that's promoting sex and, you know, and so many other things that are just ungodly. We just decided we wanted to do something that would promote marriage and love. And so this is a song that my producer, Joseph Dunmore, wrote, and he and I both did the arrangement of it. And we decided that we would put this song out because we wanted to reach people who were marriage-minded, people who were serious about a relationship, that they would be willing to say, I'll run to your love. You know, not will I walk, not will I desire, but I will actually run to your love. Make room for me in your heart, because today I will live for your love. And that's the whole essence of the song.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well done. And I think that people can identify with that because I can remember, Brenda, in the Ministry of Helps where I used to work as a missionary, we did prayer breakfasts on a regular basis for couples to inspire them to stay in the relationship and stay in the race. And so we brought entertainers out to perform and to speak to that occasion, and you see very, very few situations where they're advocating for the institution of marriage. And I don't care what anyone says, that institution of marriage for African Americans, it was something different for them than anybody else because we never had the opportunity to rally around the institution. We knew we were in love because we were loved children, child, and we often thought that even though we were kept away from traditional marriages, we still knew what marriage meant in our home, in our heart, and we knew that staying together was not an option for us, even though we didn't have the practice of a marriage ceremony like other customs did. And for us now, we should stand up far more often about keeping the institution of marriage. And I know that music is so much a part of the universal teaching. It reaches across all barriers. And as you say, you didn't know how to put it for your religion. I don't think we should even tie a religion name to it, because when we come to Luvia's diversity, we cross all barriers of denomination.
Barriers.
And that's the same
love
way in music, we cross all barriers.
Yes.
And that way, no matter what somebody says they are, they can identify with the language of love, they can identify with the language of music. I had just recently started talking about looking at gospel reggae, bringing gospel and reggae together, because they're
I've heard some.
Have you heard of that type of genre?
Yes, I've heard gospel reggae, and it is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I, yes, I agree with you. Please do
that.
Let
me ask you a question. Now that you're back in the swing of things, what are some of your aspirations and your goals for the music industry? And as a senior coming into this profession, how would you like to be received for those that are up in age and that are still doing music and doing it at their best? Now that they're singers, what is your aspiration, and how would you like to see concerts in the future and bringing back some of those old celebrities? Like Mabel Staples kept reinventing herself, coming back to produce with Prince, and then coming back after her father died to function with other younger groups. And she kept reinventing herself, and I liked that about her. And how would you, as a senior, like to be perceived in coming back in the music industry and getting with some of these millennium babies, so to speak?
One of the most fortunate ladies out there is Aretha Franklin, who has come through many generations and still is able to win over a crowd. I think that age, let's be realistic, age is a barrier when you talk about getting out into you know, mainstream music world. It is a barrier. However, if there is a barrier to be broken, I would like to be one of the ones that would be involved in that, because as long as you're able to sing and as long as you're able to, you know, reach people with the song, with your words, with your message, I don't think age should have anything to do with that. I'm not at this point in my life trying to be a star or trying to get out there and be, you know, another Aretha Franklin, let's say, or another Whitney Houston or another Sarah Vaughan, of course, is my favorite. But what I am hoping to do, even at this point in my life, is to at least be able to travel and go different places and spread the message of love throughout the nation, if that is a possibility at all. That's what I'm hoping to do.
And don't say if it's a desire of yours, then it can be, what can be conceived can really be believed. And once we conceive something, I was 48 when I first went abroad and started singing. I never dreamed that I would start my career at 48 professionally, when in fact I was just loosely singing as a young girl, thinking that it was my job, duty, and then God will make way for your gifts. So at age 48, He opened up an opportunity for me. So I do know that there are seniors that are just starting their careers at, you know, at the rightful age of 54. I mean, even with your desire, the desire closer. I think that the United States doesn't have enough opportunities where there are festivals. Overseas, there are festivals every week, so there's always opportunity for you to perform at a wedding, at the festivals. Here in the United States, people, they look at the singing as if it's got to be a big occasion. It doesn't have to be a big occasion. I sing on a regular basis, and people say, well, why do you always open up the show with a song or a cappella? I said, because I take every occasion to sing, because the more you use your opportunity to harness your gifts, the better you get. Because once you start shutting down, you start losing.
Let me clarify. I know exactly what you're saying, but let me clarify by saying this. I don't have the desire myself personally to get out into the music world like that. I personally want to be able to travel and sing locally. I want to be busy. Like I said, I just did a performance last night. I do get out every opportunity that I get, and I don't say that as a negative because I do believe that all things are possible if you believe, and I do believe. But however, I'm a very realistic person as well, and I happen to know for a fact that it is very difficult for people to allow you into the music world once you reach a certain age and unless you're willing to compromise your integrity. And those are two things I will not do. So with that being said, I do believe and I do live in hope that I will be able to do that thing that I want to do, and that's to be able to travel more, to reach more people worldwide, to be able to share my message with people in song. I don't even mind speaking to it, writing about it. However, I want to be realistic at the same time because I know that at my age, it's not as easy to do, but it's definitely
not. You know
something,
Brenda? I often say that what you've been called to do, God will make provisions for. For me, in my calling,
I believe that.
Music is an everyday thing. Not that I'm paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I don't have to be paid for it to do it. But I know that it is going to be a great part of my life. I've already spoke that over myself, and I have
and
something that you decree. I know that I'm going to have to get out there and do some folklore music. I am a civil rights movement person who believes in taking the folk music, taking it to the streets and to the people. So my music will always be called for, no matter how old I am, when I come out and say,
I'm
going to
sing
a place
probably
where ain't nobody crying. I'll take you there. Help me out, Brenda. I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Lying to
the races.
I'll take you there. Let me take you there.
Oh, yeah.
And see, when we just come out and do our thing and just start the process, people on that. And no matter what state your voice is in, you're going to have better vocals, lesser vocals, they're going because that's how you use the movement to change things. And now, coming to the movement, I'm doing some songs about the movement. I'm putting
together
about what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I feel like my voice is just as good as ever.
Because if we don't, it's no use to have the movement if you ain't got songs to go with it.
Well, I do feel like my voice is just as good as ever. I have no doubt. I have no negative feelings or thoughts about where I am musically. I just try to be realistic in terms of where I can go at my age and what I'm willing to compromise and what I'm willing not to compromise. So with that being said, I will sing with my dying breath. I told someone the other day, as a matter of fact, I'll probably be in the grave trying to say something that just won't come out.
The military
I love
people,
singing.
they greet entertainers from the United States very well. They encourage you to bring your voice there.
That.
And one of the things the military,
overseas,
I will say this on behalf of the military, they, I mean, even if it was stateside, military people, they need to hear word from the states. And when you come through being sincere, they don't care what state of voice, I mean, state your voice is in, they need encouragement, be it from the folklore singers, civil rights singers. And I know Sweet Honey and the Rock always inspire me because they'll break out in song in a minute. And they'll say, come on, girls,
we'll harmonize.
Well,
you can hear the sincerity in their voice. Yeah, you can hear the sincerity in their voice.
And we used to go places and they said, why don't y'all get on stage and sing? And because our voices are melody and and combine together and blend it, we could get on there and remake up something. And then people start saying, oh, where did y'all write that song? We just made up on stage. Because familiarity breeds a constant, and music is something like when you get families together, they can really perform on stage, and you would think they've been practicing forever, but in reality, you know, our music has changed here. I switched over to folk because I love Tracy Chapman. I love the fact that she is singing from her experience. A lot of times people are not singing about nothing. They just get on stage, and I don't want to hear it. I'd rather hear a story. I'm a storyteller. I say, tell me a story. Wag your own tale. Make your tale known.
Right.
And I once knew a storyteller that got on stage, and he performed his heart out. Everywhere he went, he had a standing ovation. So I really think our mentors, when we see our storytellers writing about experiences they've had, like for me, I wrote about my experience overseas in the military, about what I went through and how the soldiers came to my rescue. And it's entitled The Real Mr. Soldier. And I talk about these soldiers that were crying and had issues. They really didn't have nothing on the civilians because we were the ones carrying the flag. And they didn't realize we were on the front line. So we got to have stories to tell to make it worthwhile so people can say, yes, I identify with the war because that was 9/11. And I know what happened then. And when you start thinking about what happened during 9/11, so I can identify with that.
Well, it's all about bringing a message. It's all about bringing a message. Anybody can open up their mouth and make some noise. You know, they may have a beautiful voice, but are they bringing a message? And to me, I think that's the most important thing. Let your music bring a message of hope, a message of love, a message of joy, even though you may feel down. I've had people tell me I was so down and I was feeling so bad, but when I heard you sing, I just felt so much better. So it's not so much about me. It's not so much about the artist and how great or how nice or how good we are. It's about bringing a message and making people feel good.
And you know what?
Good,
on that note, you know, the saying, I think our children mean so much to us today, and there's not enough being said about to help the situation with the public schools closing. I want to end on a note about we've got to believe in our children. We're down to the final hours. I want to thank Brenda so much for coming on and sharing her one-woman
show.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And I know that the doors are going to be open for you, Brenda. I just speak prosperity over you, and I speak the word of truth over you is that you're healed, and by his stripes you say to heal. But I want to end on this show on this note with I believe the children are our future, because I know that our children are going to step up and they're going to change the game. The millennium children will change the game. And if you'll help me out here as we sing this song as we go out of here, because our music is down now. I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all of the love they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children remind us of how we used to be. People searching for hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who would feel my need. A lonely place inside. So I decided I depend on me. I had a son long ago. Never to know if I should live, if I should fall. Least I live my family. No matter what they say from me, they can't take away my love of all. Brenda, let me make sure I get her name right here. Brenda, I can't even think here. Tell me all
Morris
the
Williams, actually Brenda Fry.
Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brenda Williams is in the room with us today, and she has been talking about her new album. Please go out and purchase that album. And it's just Brenda. Okay, Brenda, give us the full name of the CD and where they can find it. And email where they can find you.
Okay, the full name of the album is Just Brenda by Brenda Morris Williams. It can be found online at CD Baby, iTunes. You can listen to it on SoundCloud, SoundClick. If you just Google the name Brenda Morris Williams, there will be several sites that will pop up you can just listen to, as well as on YouTube. I thank you, first of all, for your support. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate this opportunity to share with you.
And thank you so much, family, for entertaining our one-woman show. And please be ready to stay tuned to next Sunday night show. We have a feature show that will bring you the woman that is a jeweler maker, and she wants to share with you how she's been making her way on the internet with jewelry making. So please join us. Our feature show will go back to its regular time at 7:30 next Sunday, same time in the Blog Talk Room. You've been listening to Professor Omiyinka Zanu on Oracle's readings under Omiyinka 7 and Tribe. And we will be talking from time to time more about the history of Yoruba and explaining the oracle. So please stay tuned and make sure you keep that dial locked right there at Blog Talk Radio Station / Omiyinka 7. Thank you so much for following us, and keep on following the leader. And I say straight ahead and into the future for the Midwest, for Gary, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, and for Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Stay on the scene, and please, let's keep peace in our community, and let's try to love each other with universal love, one mind, one aim, and one heart set as we go on in accomplishing our music, universal music, across the diaspora. Hotep. Odabo and Baba Booey to you, y'all, and I'll see you next Sunday at 7:30. Thank you. Good
okay.
evening.
Good
evening, Brenda. Thank you.
Good evening. You're welcome.